the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. So it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. Okay, that's very good.
I carry my girl through the main city streets. A change of my mind when the every week. I don't stand for the cream. In a house where the tradition means.
Okay, Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with episode 436 of your weekly hour of great 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. What a way to get this episode underway. From right here in New Zealand, Auckland, in fact, at one stage one of the most popular bands in New Zealand, quite a hit in the Auckland area with their first single, then signed to Decca Records. Formed 1962, they are called the Blue Stars. That originally formed when students at Auckland Grammar School met at a second-hand music shop, decided to form a band. They called the band the Nomads at the start, became the Blue Stars. New Zealand classic garage punk track, Social End Product.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, in my hunt for obscure 60s garage, so often I overlook some of the better known bands. I'm trying to address that now. Pictured information on these guys up on our Instagram and Facebook. From Los Angeles, California, described as the punk band of the 1960s. The band is called The Standells, originally with one L, latterly with two. Here's a track, first recorded and released by The Leaves in 1965, written by Billy Roberts. This is The Standells with Hey Joe, Where You Gonna Go?
We'll be right back. This is Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, and I cannot wait each week to listen to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
And I will love you all my life. And I will kiss you every night. And I will hold you in my arms so close to me. As long as you love me.
It'll start getting cooler. You just watch.
Talking about my generation.
Well, the things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
Well,
three great tracks. Standell's top of the set, Hey Joe, Where You Gonna Go. Then from the UK, band called The Mojos, more of a British beat group, known for the UK single Everything's Alright. Like the Blue Stars we had, these guys also formed 1962 as The Nomads. We took the B-side of The Mojos' 1963 debut track, a track called Forever. Then we had The Shags, Single G, from West Haven, Connecticut, one of several bands called The Shags, this band perhaps the best known of them, The Shags, with their cover of The Who's My Generation.
They're having a big surge. They're having a... And I don't want that. Okay, I don't want that.
Let's get a little more obscure now. This band, out of the States, on Off Records, O-F-F-E, out of Texas, in fact, 1967, 45 RPM single. This is the A-side from The Circus. The track is called Burn Witch Burn.
Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Maryland. You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Thank you.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Man cannot live on bread alone.
No.
He must have...
material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Yeah.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thanks for listening. Don't forget about all those back episodes. I keep saying it. They're on Spotify now. They're on iHeartRadio. They're on Apple Podcasts. You can also get them at freefm.org.nz. Shout out to Free FM, home station of Retrospect. Dozens of episodes available. Don't forget also that links to the latest episode with the track listings always appear on our Facebook and Instagram. Easy to find. So we had Circus top of the set with Burn Witch Burn. Then out of the UK, The Favourite Sons. More of a kind of mod freak beat band. They emerged out of a band called The High Numbers, not The High Numbers that became The Who. They released a highly collectible single on Mercury Records in 1966 called Driving Beat. We had a track from The Favourite Sons called Trilogy. Again, a very Who-like track. Then off Oh Yeah, The Best of Dunwich Records. That's a garage compilation issued by Sundazed Records featuring acts who recorded for Dunwich Records in Chicago in the 1960s. The track is called Oleo Margarine Radio Spot by a band called the Warner Brothers, a band which I can tell you nothing about at all. Wrapping the set, another great and pretty well-known band of the garage genre out of Chicago. Very influenced by the Stones, the Animals, and the Yardbirds, but they also took on a Chicago blues influence. They are the Shadows of Night. Released an album called Gloria, featuring that most wonderful of garage tracks, and had subsequent singles including Bo Diddley's Oh Yeah and the great track We Had. I'm Gonna Make You Mine. Global Garage, in just one moment.
Oh, how many people claim to be Christian, and they'll allow their boys and girls to get the rock and roll from every Elvis Presley that comes along!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Let's get our global garage set underway with a band out of Italy, 1967-45, from I Liars. This is the A song, Estremo Oriente.
Giallo può dilagar giovani alleati su combattete anche per noi anche da noi questa gente che giudica non lo sa quantità e farli pensare sull'umanità. inside. Il riso non ci piace, non lo vogliamo coltivare. Per fortuna i Marines lottano già.
Phil Gray
in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
I don't mind a guy dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. And I know sometimes I.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Whistle morning,
sign of what a care that cycle hell. I'm so happy I can't write over myself. Spread to end. And all my friends laughed at me. They fall in so really cool loose. Such a crack they'll never see. But I found it's a marvel.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Don't let
four global garage selections. I Liars top of the set with Estremo Oriente, information and picture of them up on our social channels. Then out of Sweden, pop band formed 1963 together through to 1968. They're called Anna B. Knox, Anna B. hyphen N-O-X, strange name. Apparently a group member saw text with the words art course and somehow read it backwards as Anna Binux. They decided to spell it in a more Anglo-Saxon way. I don't know, strange story. Anyway, they became Anna B. hyphen Knox, released seven singles between 1965 and 1968. We had a cover of The Who's, The Kids Are All Right, so cool discovering or replaying global covers of well-known tracks, especially by a band like The Who, one of my favourites. Then we had Berry Clan and The Pollutions out of Belgium. The track was called My Croc. Berry Clan and The Pollutions recorded the 7-inch single for Golden Music. Berry Clan is in fact the frontman of the band. He also performed as Berry and the Maestros, and just as Berry Clan, releasing singles between 1968 and 1971. Berry Clan and The Pollutions, My Croc, out of Belgium, wrapping it with another track out of Italy. I Camaleonti is the band, formed 1966 in Milan. This is a 7-inch 45 from 1969, released on CBS. B-side of that, called Le Aspetta Te. I Camaleonti also released an album on CBS in 1969 called Vita d'Uomo ed Altri Successi, released on, get this, stereo 8-track cartridge in 1969. I Camaleonti. More coming soon.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
You can read more about this band on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called Los Beta. Spanish band, released a 45 in 1969 on Movie Play Records. This is the B-side, Los Beta with Donkey.
Paseando con Donkey, hey, Donkey, hey, Donkey, hey. Antes nadie me quería para ir a pasear, y ahora que ya tengo a Donkey, muchas tienen que esperar, tienen que esperar a Donkey, hey. Chica Donkey, we'll be right back.
ilusión. Y si el verde se enfada, no encuentro la razón. Esa era, esa era, esa era. Me gusta reír, cantar y bailar. Soy joven, esa era.
Este chico parece un león.
Si llevo el pelo largo, también lo lleva un rey. Ni un filósofo griego y hasta mismo Frankenstein. Esa edad, esa edad, esa edad. Me gusta reír, cantar y bailar. Soy joven, esa edad.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Cambiarás, es un gran error. Y eso que no pasar. De este mundo que soy yo, no podré cambiar. Antes y ahora de mí tú te alejes. Dentro de poco tú a mí volverás. A mí volverás. A mí volverás.
And that is three tracks from Spain. Los Beta, the top of the set, with Donkey. Then Los Salvajes, formed in Barcelona in 1962, known as the Spanish Rolling Stones, but also very influenced by The Who. Together from 1962 through to 1970. 1964, they travelled to Germany. 1965, returned to Spain, signed to EMI, and released their first EP. They covered Stones tracks such as Paint It Black, but we had Los Salvajes with Es La Edad. Then wrapping the set of three Spanish tracks, Los Cheyennes, an RCA Victor 7-inch EP released in 1966. The EP called Eres Como Un Sueño. We took the final track on that four-track EP called Blah, Blah, Blah. Taking us to the end of this week's retrospect, very much a return to 60s garage rock. If psych is more your thing, don't forget about those four Psychedelic September episodes we had throughout September. You can grab those all good podcasting places. So we're going to wrap with an instrumental, as we always do. This one is off a comp called The Michigan Box, 1950s and 1960s Oddball Labels. That is a 10-CD compilation. This is one track from that by a band called the D&S Wildcats. I haven't found really anything about this band, apart from I think they recorded at Dixon Sound in 1965. They're from Michigan, the D&S Wildcats. The track is called Wildcatten. And that's Retrospect for another week. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. And thanks if you share this with friends. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Wow, cat.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.